Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim Klas HaMachetz. I'm learning Simon Tess. The Chayyadim continues and he says, L'afila l'man domer d'sirele, l'man d'sirele, mitzvahs ein tzrichus kabona. Even according to the opinion that says mitzvahs do not need kabona. Hani mili b'stam, avalim kibin b'feirish shalo l'tzeis boi v'alai de'eno yotze b'l'korcha. So, if a person has expressed intent not to be Yotze, he is not Yotze. We don't force the person, as it were, to be Mekayim in the mitzvah. The Chayyadim says, Kekosu Toises Basuka, Taflamates, Kekosu Barosh, Batur, Shechavin Shlalotzeis, Achi Borach. Okay, so what's he referring to over here? Toises, and the Rishonim grapple with the question that when a person picks up the Dalet Minim, to make the bracha, the lach is a person should not make the bracha until you have the item in your hand. Otherwise, it's called not over lasio, so before you're doing it, but over the over. It's before the step before doing it. The problem is by lulav, as soon as you pick it up, you're yotze. So how do we deal with the person picks it up to make the bracha? He can't make the bracha anymore. It's too late to make the bracha. He already was yotze the mitzvah of tzilas lulav. So there are three approaches on how to deal with this. One approach is what's most common nowadays is you pick it up, shelo keder kiduloi. The law is to fulfill the mitzvah of the dalet minim. You have to pick up the dalet minim with them facing in the right direction, the direction that they grow. The esrog grows out of the tree. The part which attaches to the tree is on the bottom, and the pitim is up. And as the esrog gets larger and older, eventually it bends downwards, but when it comes out of the tree, the original growth of the esrog, the ukitz, the stem is downwards, and the pitim is upwards. When you pick up the esrog upside down, you're not yotze. With the stem upwards, you're not yotze. So that's one approach. However, the Rishonim give two other approaches. One is that you can make a bracha, since even though you fulfilled the primary part of the mitzvah of picking up the dalet minim, since you have not done Nanuim yet, and Nanuim are either Midibre Chachamim or it's Midibre Kabbalah, that one has to do Nanuim, it's not the Raisa, but it's still enough for the allow that one person is still being Isaac in the mitzvah, it will allow the person to make the bracha at that point in time. However, Tosis and Sukkah gives a different idea. Have Kabbalah not to be Yotze. When you pick up the esrog, have kavanah not to be yotze till you make the bracha, and then when you make the bracha, have kavanah to be yotze. So we hold mitzvah tzrichas kavanah. That's great. If we hold mitzvah ein tzrichas kavanah, how does the solution work? So Tosfos says, because even if we hold mitzvah ein tzrichas kavanah, if a person has kavanah hafachis, he has expressed negative intent that he does not want to be yotze. He's not yotze. You cannot force being yotze upon the person, and therefore, the solution for how to make the bracha is not to pick it up in the wrong direction and not to be yotze and then make the bracha on the nanuim, but rather one is making a bracha on the actual mitzvah while holding it properly because he had intent not to be yotze. So you see that the Chayyim says, you see from Tosis and the Rosh and the Torah which follow the Tosis in this regard, that a person, even if he holds mitzvah in Tzichus Kavanah, a person could have Kavanah Hafachis, express a negative intent and not be yotze. So it means even according to this opinion, is not the pshat that kavanah is irrelevant, and that's why you're yotze without kavanah. It's the action of a mitzvah is an action of a mitzvah. Even if you don't have kavanah, it's an action of a mitzvah. However, if you expressly declare that this is not an action of a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah, and you will not be yotze even according to that mandamer. The Chayyadim continues and he says, another place where we see an exception to this argument, this is an exception that even if you hold Ein Tzrichas Kavanah, here Kavanah would be significant. And we're going to have an argument the other direction. Even if you hold Ein Tzrichas Kavanah, Rikvanah is required. Even if you hold Ein Tzrichas Kavanah, but there are certain types of mitzvahs where everybody agrees that mitzvahs Tzrichas Kavanah. We'll see that in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.